fire officials are still working to determine the cause of last night's fire at an apartment building in downtown Juneau. The four-story Gastineau apartments will be written off as a total loss. But fire crews were able to keep the blaze from spreading to other buildings along South Franklin Street. Meanwhile, the City and Borough of Juneau and the American Red Cross have set up an emergency shelter at Centennial Hall for residents displaced by the fire. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Juneau Fire Chief Rich Etheridge says some Capital City Fire and Rescue firefighters spent more than 12 hours battling the Gastineau apartments blaze, which started a little before 5 o'clock Monday night.
We finally sent the last of the folks home about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Etheridge says every available firefighter in Juneau, both volunteer and career staff, responded to the scene. A firefighter from Anchorage, who was visiting the capital city, drove an ambulance and delivered supplies. A U.S. Coast Guard Jayhawk helicopter transported six firefighters from Sitka to provide additional support. The chief says as soon as firefighters arrived, it was clear that the fourth floor would be fully engulfed. The decision was made to try and hold the fire there and keep it from spreading to adjacent buildings.
There was a ton of firefighters that just kind of went above and beyond the call of duty, and they did some ladder rescues of civilians, as well as one of the crews got kind of cornered in there with the high heat and low air, and so they were able to help the interior crews get out through a window.
Amazingly, there were very few injuries and no fatalities, despite several residents being home when the fire started. Etheridge says there are no reports of anyone missing. Three civilians were taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital's emergency room with what he believed was smoke inhalation, and a firefighter suffered a head injury.
He was treated and released at Bartlett, and he's going to be off work for the next shift or two to recuperate from that.
Etheridge says it appears one cat died, but all other pets either left with their owners or were rescued by firefighters. He says Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger and his team have already started an investigation into what caused the blaze.
There's been a lot of speculation and there's a lot of rumors out there, but fire investigators are up there and they're working on that as we speak. But it's heavy damage and a lot of collapsed debris, so it may be another day or two before we have some kind of a determination.
While firefighters were battling the blaze, city officials and the American Red Cross set up an emergency shelter at Centennial Hall. The city's emergency programs manager, Tom Matisse, says mobilizing the shelter went smoothly, despite the fact that Centennial Hall, like much of downtown Juneau, had no power. Volunteers used flashlights and lanterns until electricity was restored. Matisse says the city just bought a generator for Centennial Hall, which is Juneau's main emergency shelter, but it hasn't been installed yet.
We killed the power to downtown on purpose as part of the tactical aspect of fighting the fire. You know, we just got the funding for the generator. We just got it into town. It's one piece of the puzzle, and we're working towards completing the rest.
Will Muldoon lived on the second floor of the Gastineau apartments and registered with the Red Cross just hours after the fire. He says he's been impressed by the outpouring of community support.
While the fire was still going, they already had Centennial set up, and it was pretty amazing to see that in action and to be intimately involved with that and to benefit from that from after going through such a horrible ordeal.
Muldoon says Red Cross volunteers helped him get in touch with his mom. He's currently staying with his dad and says he'll soon be looking for a new apartment. He may have lost most of his possessions, but he escaped the fire with his dog, Leonidas, a 3-year-old pit bull lab mix, and firefighters were able to rescue his chinchilla. Muldoon says they mean more to him than any computer or couch or article of clothing he may have lost.
It's just one of those things, you know, I can't do much to change it, and I think the best I can do is just be reactive and proactive, and I think that's pretty much been my mindset since I saw it happening.
The Red Cross is accepting monetary donations to help victims of the Gastineau Apartments fire through the Alaska Red Cross website. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.